The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Hamlet and Castle of Verrucola. A few kilometers from Fivizzano, climbing towards the ancient Ospedalaccio Pass, in the strip of land between two rivers, a group of stone houses and ancient towers appears, as if we were in a fairy tale world. This small rise between two watercourses is almost a ward that appears on the surface and gives its name to the village and fortress of Verrucola, a medieval settlement at the gates of Fivizzano. Originally known as Verrucola dei Bosi, after the family of the lords of Fivizzano who lived here and who gave birth to the Pope of Lunigiana, Niccolò V, Parentucelli, Verrucola was also the castle of Spinetta Malaspina il Grande, one of the most important members of the family. From the castle, which was both fortress and noble residence of the Malaspina family of Spino Fiorito, the Marquises ruled the nearby market town of Fivizzano, the real economic center of this part of the Lunigiana. But this fairy tale setting hides a story of tragedy and blood, the echo of one of the most terrible massacres the Lunigiana has ever known, the massacre of the Marquis of Verrucola. The story begins in June 1418, when the tensions between the Malaspina family of Castel dell'Aquila and those of Verrucola, who had been insulting, offending, and damaging each other for years, exploded in the bloodiest way. Unfortunately, the last attempt to reconcile the two families failed miserably. Not even the promise of marriage between Galeotto di Castel dell'Aquila and Giovanna di Verrucola brought peace. So the Marquises of Castel dell'Aquila plotted to put an end to their relations with their cousins with a decisive act. They hired some men from the village who, during one of those short late summer nights, secretly broke into the Verrucola castle and killed all the members of the family. Not only the elderly Marquis Niccolò, now in his 80s, but also his son Bartolomeo, with his pregnant wife Margherita and all their young children. Saved, almost by chance, was a child of about 2 years old, little Spinetta. And with him, only Giovanna, the young bride of Galeotto di Castel dell'Aquila, was spared. The marriage contract became strategic at this point, so that the cousins could take possession of the Verrucola estate and feud. This seemingly impregnable castle, defended as it is today by the Mommio and Collegnano streams, with its towers of various heights and shapes, could not protect the family from those who knew them well. But the extraordinary atrocities committed did not fail to attract attention. Led by the knight Antonio Alberico di Fosninovo, over 1,200 men sent by the Florentine Republic stormed the Castello dell'Aquila to demand the return of all the stolen goods and the release of the prisoners. Little Spinetta, orphaned at 28 months and miraculously surviving, was taken to Pisa and Giovanna to Florence, where she married the Marquis Antonio Alberico di Fosninovo. Brought up under the protection of the Medici, Spinetta returned to Verrucola as a Marquis and brought up his daughters, all girls. After his death, the castle and the nearby village of Fivizzano came under the rule of Florence.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.